This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. When it comes to money in politics, June was a particularly flush month. In the Massachusetts Senate race, already the most expensive in the country, Democratic candidate Elizabeth Warren announced her biggest monthly haul yet, $3.1 million.
Meanwhile, in the presidential race, Mitt Romney reportedly set a new record for Republican presidential candidates, raasing a whopping $106 million in June.
The money is just one measure of how these races are shifting into high gear as we head toward the fall elections. Joining us now for the latest in the presidential campaign, the race for the U.S. Senate, and for Massachusetts' 6th Congressional District is our political team. Susan Tracy is a former state representative and our Democratic analyst. Susan, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks, Anthony.
Great to have you in. And Nancy Dwight is the former executive director of the National Republican Congressional Committee and our Republican analyst. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So let's start with the presidential race. Since the last time you two were here, we've had a major Supreme Court decision on health care. We've seen the Romney campaign struggle a bit over the issue of is the mandate a tax, whether the penalty associated with this, with the mandate is a tax or not. The Romney campaign said it wasn't. Then Romney said it was. So let me start with you, Susan. Is this just the latest reminder about how tough this is for Romney to be the lead critic of national health care reform, given that he passed the law here in Massachusetts upon which it was based?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, his aide, Eric Fernstrom, said it best. He's trying to be an etch-a-sketch candidate. He's trying to erase the past and, you know, redo the doodles on the board. And obviously, it's going to be really hard for him. He was elected as a governor in a pretty liberal state and took some positions to get there that he's had to change on. And this is just another example of it.
Nancy, what do you take on this? Because I do sort of get this sense that over the past month, it's been not a great month for Mitt Romney and not an altogether terrible month for the president.
Well, the health care situation is confusing to begin with. But whether it's a tax, a penalty, a mandate, whatever it is, the facts are that a national health plan is going to cost the American people more money. Whether we debate how Eric described it or the governor described it, that is the essential point here. And I think as we continue on in this campaign and we talk about who should pay for health care, should it be a federal mandated program or should it be something that the states work through, then the confluence of Romney as governor working out a state plan versus Romney as candidate in the federal, those two forces will come together.
Will come together and provide him with a little more opportunity for consistency.
Yeah, to talk about his, well, yeah. And that's where his experience will come into play, I think, on this issue.
Well, let's move on to the race for U.S. Senate here in Massachusetts. For the past several weeks, the race between Republican incumbent Scott Brown and Democratic candidate Elizabeth Warren has been focused on what seem like side issue, Warren's Native American heritage, or whether or not Scott Brown met with kings and queens. Both candidates say they're on the side of middle-class families. Is this race all about the middle class? Susan, let me start with you.
I think it is. The middle class won. It's the largest voting base that the candidates have. And that's where most people are. Most people are in the middle. You know, we're in a little bit of a different position in Massachusetts. Our economy is a little better. But, you know, there are issues, whether it's college tuition, mortgages, foreclosures, that are critical. And I think those will shape, hopefully, shape the dialogue as we move forward.
Republicans generally like to look at the country as a whole and not look at class, you know, we call it class warfare at times, but class differences. And I think that while in Massachusetts, in this race and some others, we're focusing on, quote, the middle class, I think that the issue will actually come down to the strength of the economy and who's better able to bring growth in the future.
Well, speaking of class, let's talk about poverty for a minute. The Reverend Eugene Rivers, co-founder of the Boston 10-Point Coalition, has challenged both Brown and Warren to focus on poverty and issues of the poor, particularly on communities of color in the city. Do you think that those issues will come into play in this campaign season? Should they? Or are issues of race and poverty just not election winners? Let me come back to you, Nancy.
Well, again, I come back to something that Newark Mayor Cory Booker said so well, which is jobs is the ultimate poverty program. Hmm. The Republican campaign is so focused on this issue of growth, the economy, and jobs. President Obama has four more Fridays that he has to endure. The last one was an 8.2% Friday, and we have 120 days to go until the election. There'll be four more of those Fridays.
You're talking about job numbers on those Fridays.
Numbers, yep. Yes.
And Susan Tracy, on the Democratic side?
Well, Juan, of course poverty should be an issue. Of course we should all be concerned that the poverty rate is increasing. But to wage a war on poverty, we first need the army to wage the war. And that means we really need to support and grow the middle class. If you look back at the Lyndon Johnson years, the reason that we were able to do a war on poverty was because the middle class was in a pretty good place at the time. Mm. I agree with Nancy, jobs are important. They're not the only component. They're also about resources and programs. Social Security has been one of the greatest programs we've ever had to make sure that elderly people are not in poverty. Medicaid, food stamps, housing supports, those are critical components to helping to make sure that people are not in poverty.
But take it back to this race for the Senate. Mm-hmm. Is this conversation, is this debate actually happening? Because I'm not sure I'm hearing it yet here in Massachusetts.
No, I don't think there has been, honestly, I don't think there has been a debate on any significant issues. I think your earlier points, in my opinion, are right. We've talked too much about the nature of the debates and what kind of debates there will be. Native American heritage, kings and queens. I am hopeful that maybe as we get past the summer months and we get more focused on the race, that we can talk about real things that matter to people's lives.
And maybe the debates, when we finally actually have these debates, Nancy, maybe then we'll actually begin to hear some of this stuff.
Well, we will. But again, let's look at the two candidates. That's how you always look at in the summertime and how their campaigns are developing. I mean, Scott Brown will argue that he represented the middle-class voter. He will point out that I'm sure that Elizabeth Warren, being a professor from Harvard, we've already heard that frequently. So we'll have those themes that'll continue on. The campaigns always set the stage in the summer. I think we're ready now to launch into what will be truly the debate period.
Well, let's move on to the race for the 6th Congressional District in Massachusetts. Congressman John Tierney has been answering tough questions about what he knew and when he knew it, about an illegal offshore gambling operation run by his brothers-in-law. One of them was sentenced to 3 years in jail recently. The other is on the lam. Tierney is facing a stiff challenge from former Republican State Senator Richard Tesei. What do you see in this race, Susan Tracy? John Tierney fended off these allegations 2 years ago, but he's got a serious challenger now.
He does, and I think if you watched his press conference the other day, I think he was very forthright. He was very honest. There was no part of him that suggested that he was nervous or disingenuous. You know, we can't be responsible for our family and we can't be responsible for our in-laws. And I do think if Richard Tesei, and I think you've even read this in some of the quotes from him, he can't run a race based upon what John Tierney's relationship is with his brothers-in-law. John Tierney has worked hard on issues around college tuition, veteran services, workforce development issues, and we've got to move to issues in that race, and it's not about what his brothers-in-law did.
Nancy, speak to that issue. Richard Tesei, as a candidate, does he offer more than just the allegation that John Tierney's brothers-in-law did things they shouldn't have done?
Well, he certainly does, and obviously I don't think we'd be having this conversation if that weren't the case. Richard Tesei is a proven, hardworking state legislator. He is a moderate Republican, which is key in this district and in this state. We have a history in this state of electing Republicans who are, quote, moderate Republicans. John Tierney will have been in office for 16 years. That is beginning to get old to a lot of voters. So while incumbency in some ways can be seen as an advantage in the House, it's increasingly a disadvantage. Redistricting. Tewksbury, Billerica, and part of Andover are now in this district. Hmm. Those are all places that Scott Brown won in 2010. And then finally, the scandal, which we've talked about. If you're looking at it from a national perspective, scandal is one of the first indicators of an incumbent in trouble and able to be beaten.
And what about, Susan Tracy, what about outside money? The National Republican Congressional Committee has already set up a website called howcouldtierneynotknow.com, which is attacking Tierney over his family's crimes. Do you think that this is going to be one of these races where there could be a lot of national political money and outside money helping Richard Tesei?
I think it's doubtful. I think he's going to have to make a strong case that he can take a seat back that the Republicans don't have. They're going to prioritize where they spend their money. They're going to look at Obama at the top of the ticket in a strong race here, a strong Democratic governor who'll get involved. And my instinct is, you know, they'll sort of trickle a little at the beginning just to make it interesting. But ultimately, it's going to be hard to justify putting resources into Massachusetts when there are swing states in play and other races in play that are going to be ahead of the line.
At this point, the target list is as broad as 50 races. This one, the two in New Hampshire, and the one in Rhode Island are all target races. There's no question in my mind that you'll be seeing good messaging coming into this race.
Well, I get the feeling that with a 4th of July holiday behind us, that this campaign season is finally about to wind up and take off. I'm sort of looking forward to seeing it unfold.
Me too. Let's get going.
Susan
real fireworks begin.
All right. We have agreement on that. Susan Tracy, former state representative and our Democratic analyst, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Anthony.
And Nancy Dwight is the former executive director of the National Republican Congressional Committee and our Republican analyst. Thank you.
Thank you.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com.
Our program is produced by Adam Ragusa, Jessica Alpert, Dan Mossy, and Amory Sievertson, and Melissa Galvez. Our interns are Michelle Woodward and Megan Dooley.
Tim Skog is our technical director.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.